Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Time for True Confessions with the Big 8 Morning Mess.
Oh my God. No, awkward.
Anonymous joins us today for True Confessions. Good morning, Anonymous. How are you?
I'm doing good, guys. How are you doing this morning?
We're good. Yeah. What's your true confession, Anonymous?
It's a little difficult for me, but I have to confess that I dropped out of college.
You dropped out of college?
I did.
All right. Well, a lot of people do that.
Yeah.
Right. The thing is, I dropped out of school and I haven't told my parents yet. So they still think I'm in school and they're still sending me money, you know, every week and all these things.
Ooh.
And what are you doing with the money?
Just, you know, I'm kind of staying with a friend and just having some fun, enjoying life. But, you know, May is fast approaching, and I am going to have to eventually tell them that when I came back to school after the holidays, I decided it wasn't for me, and I made the choice to leave.
Yeah. Where do you go to school?
I don't.
Well, I'm sorry, right. Where
where did you go to school?
Where did you go to school?
I went to UNF.
Okay.
Okay.
And why did you
never finish?
That's what it stands for.
Yeah.
What? Okay. Great. So, I mean, how far along were you in this whole school process?
Just almost 3 years.
So you really went as far as you could, and then said, "Screw this! I'm not gonna."
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's one of those things. It's probably been thinking about it for a while, but you know, when I got back after the holidays, I was just like, you know what, this isn't working for me.
Right.
So do you
and,
feel,
you know, and it's,
do you feel like that's permanent or you're just kind of taking a break?
I don't know. I mean, I enjoy not being in school. It's kind of nice.
Yeah, me too.
You know,
okay.
But I'm going to have to, you know, I'm obviously going to have to face reality soon. You know, right now I'm kind of just living off my mom and dad, and that's going to obviously change here very shortly. So,
I was going to say, do you have a job or is there some kind of job you want to get or?
No, I got to figure that all out.
No, yeah.
I do little odds and ends and make a couple of bucks, but obviously, you know, my parents are still sending me money. They think I'm in school, and it's kind of like, I'll just, you know, live the life of Riley here for a little while, I guess, you know?
Yeah.
Just living it up. Just chilling every day.
How do you expect they're going to take it when you tell them?
Oh, it's not going to be good. It's going to be like World War III, I'm sure. Yeah. I don't know. You know, I mean, I'm dreading it. I mean, especially now that it's been like 4 months, you know?
Well, my advice is just don't tell them. I mean, what they don't know won't hurt them, right?
I wish it was that simple.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Also, you don't really want to cut off your only source of income if you have no job. I mean, that seems silly, too.
They will find out eventually, Mark.
Well, all right. Madeline from the North Side. Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Great, Madeline. You were in a similar situation.
Yeah, so when I was a freshman in college, I just dropped out, and I never told my parents, and I went like a whole semester without telling them, and it totally backfired.
What happened when they found out?
We didn't talk for almost a year.
For almost a year?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Wow. So, like, we're finally, like, reconnected and everything, but it was definitely, like, worth it to, like, have the conversation with them later on, but definitely, he should definitely tell his parents.
Yeah. Why were your parents so mad at you? That you weren't going to college or that they'd paid for it, or what was the biggest, like, point of contention?
Yeah, it's just because I lied about it, and I was, like, 2,000 miles away, so I just spent a whole semester telling them that I was in school and then wasn't actually in school.
Yeah, no, I bet.
Yeah, but then to not talk to you for a whole year, like, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, it was a little dramatic.
Yeah.
It's fine now, but at the time, it was just like, well.
See, right. I'm thinking no college, no parents. Well, that'd be great. That'd be the best year of my life. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. I don't have to go to class and nobody's calling to complain. Oh, my God. Right. Joseph from the Beaches, how are you?
I'm doing all right.
Hey, good. You dropped out too?
Yes, it's been 10 years now, but since then, yeah, I dropped out.
Why? Did you tell your parents or did you keep it a big secret?
I kept it a secret for a while, almost a half a year. My sister's the one that ended up telling on me and getting me busted.
Why would she do that?
She didn't mean to, so she kind of like dry snitched on me. She wasn't trying to tell them that I wasn't in school, but it just ended up coming out. I still to this day don't know the perfect detailed facts of it.
Oh.
But they make it look like she didn't mean to tell the way she told. So.
All right. Were they really? I don't know. That's sketch.
Yeah.
What were they? Were they really mad at you when they found out? What did they say and do?
Well, they stopped talking to me for a whole month. They didn't tell me to come back home. I had a place to come back to stay. Nothing. I had to fend for myself. I was 19 years old. I had just started, and I wasn't even in school 6 months, though.
Right. So what did you do? Did you just get a job, or did you, like, you know, develop an app and sell it for $1 billion, like Mark Zuckerberg?
I wish. So wish. I ended up learning how to do tattoos while I was in college.
Perfect.
So, yes. So
wow, you were in college. Yeah.
Yes, that's perfect place. But I learned how to do it starting in college, and then I went from there. I got my tattoo license. I went and got sterilized to know how to do tattoos.
Yeah, and now you're probably rolling, and you're making bank, right?
The tattoo shops, you don't really make as much money in a tattoo shop unless you're working for yourself.
All right.
Oh, really?
All right. Hey, thanks so much for calling.
I always thought they made good money. Tattoos are expensive.
Yeah, I know. Well, we took my daughter, because my wife read an article about how the cleanest place to get your ears pierced is a tattoo parlor or piercing. So we took my daughter when she was like 8 down to the tattoo place at Beach Boulevard.
Uh-huh.
And the guy goes, all right, here's what it's going to cost. And I choked because, you know, at Claire's, it's like $11.
Yeah, right.
And I was like, what? I go, well, that's...
also, they'll get infected.
Yeah, and I go, that's how much it costs? He goes, well, for the first year. And I was like, what? He goes, well, we charge per ear.
Oh, my God, really?
Because most people go in there and they just, you know, one piercing could be a nose, could be a second, you know, could be a belly button. I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, anyway.
Because I got mine at Claire's, too.
Hey, you were smart. Ava, good morning. What'd you want to say?
Hey, well, I just wanted to tell your caller, my sister actually did the same thing and didn't tell our parents for a full year that she wasn't going to school, and yet they were still sending her money, and they paid off a loan for a year of school that she never attended, and it was bad when they found out.
It was a full year? Like the entire...
A full year.
I bet it was bad.
Wow.
Yeah. It was... I mean, I thought they would never, ever reconcile. But they've actually forced her to pay them back. So he might really want to think about looking for a job in case the same thing happens to him.
Yeah.
What? I would say a job is number one on the list.
Yeah, because, for sure.
I mean, eventually they're just going to stop sending money, I would assume.
Well, yeah, that could happen as well.
Huh. So your sister...
But I just say, be honest with your parents.
Yeah.
Let them know what's happening for whatever reason, and maybe you can avoid what happened with my sister. I mean, it was like World War 72. It was so...
Oh, wow. That's even worse than World War III. What? Let me ask you this. Did you know when your sister was out of school and you didn't tell your parents either? Or was it a shock to all of you?
I didn't know right away. I knew before she told my parents, but not by much. Only by maybe like a month. She came to talk to me before... She wanted to talk to them because she wanted to see what would happen when she told me.
Right.
And, I mean, I'm not invested money-wise.
Yeah,
right,
no,
exactly.
So you don't care.
And it's not your place to tell your parents.
Right. You
don't
want
to be
involved. School, right? Your parents probably love you.
She's a grown-up, so she can live with the consequences of her choices.
All right. Well, hey, Ava, thanks so much for calling and ratting your sister out. We really appreciate it. Yeah, no, absolutely.
Tune in weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. to hear The Mess live or follow the podcast on our Big 8 mobile app.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.